Port for many years. But how do they decide which resorts and venues to take the roadshow to during the summer? The producer for the Northwest Week of Radio 1's Summer 1981 roadshow is Johnny Beeling.
We try to go to resorts where the majority of people are on holiday, in other words, the large seaside resorts and the more popular ones. And you also have to go to sites that are readily accessible and the security can be adequate to protect the audience and protect the caravan from pushing and what have you.
It's only seaside resorts.
The summer roadshow, yes. We use the caravan. Of course, it was custom-built for broadcasting at seasides, and the initial idea was just to use it for 7 weeks touring the coastline of the UK. But since then, Radio 1 has felt the need more and more to get out and about and meet its audiences. And as a result, we use it for things like the weeks out and special occasions, bank holidays and what have you. We've even done a series of roadshows at Christmas time, and these certainly aren't from seaside resorts. We'll go to large shopping centres in all over the country.
This series of a seven-week summer roadshow, how many people work on the entire 7 weeks?
Well, the actual team at any one time consists of a producer, a secretary, a DJ, two engineers and two drivers. And then there's an associated licensed operation that conduct the sales, so there are probably another two or three of them. So that's a fairly compact crew. And you'll find that those 12 people will vary during the course of the tour, because perhaps engineers will do 2 weeks on and then they'll have a week off and another two engineers will come out to replace them. So you can't actually say there are 12 people there working the whole 7 weeks. I suppose probably something like 30, 35 people over a seven-week tour period.
Although all those members of the roadshow team are as important as each other,